After the dumping of Malcolm Turnbull, the coalition government said its main focus would be price reduction, not emissions reduction in the electricity sector. The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, joins us now from Sydney. Minister, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sabra. Thanks for having me.
If Labor wins next year's election, will the coalition recognise a mandate to pass its energy policy?
Well, we're not working on the basis that Labor's going to win the election, Sabra. And in fact, the policy announcements today from Labor, continuation with what's a reckless target, which will be a wrecking ball through the economy in transport, in agriculture, in manufacturing, assures me that Labor doesn't understand what's happening in middle Australia, that people desperately want these sorts of jobs in the economy, and that a 45% emissions reduction target and a 50% renewable energy target with a few batteries that are frankly a drop in the ocean says to me that they don't understand that Australians want lower prices, they want to keep the lights on, and Labor can't be trusted to do that.
Sorry, and if the polls are correct, it's looking like a Labor government next year. The simple question is, would you recognise a mandate, yes or no?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on what's going to happen in the election, Sabra. I am focused absolutely on getting energy policy right, getting prices down, making sure we keep the lights on. And what's very clear from this announcement today from Labor is they have no comprehension of the challenges that are faced in order to keep jobs in energy intensive sectors, in order to ensure that families, hardworking small businesses get a fair deal on electricity prices. Look, a couple of batteries alongside a 50% renewable energy target and 45% emissions reduction target, it's not going to do it. What we need is a sensible, balanced set of policies, a sensible, balanced target that is achievable and that can ensure that the core industries that have driven this country for so many years and can continue to drive the success, the economic prosperity, economic strength of this country are underpinned by competitive electricity.
Mr. Taylor, the government now, though, does not have an emissions reduction policy. You've asserted the Paris reduction target of 26% will be met in a canter. Can you name a widely respected independent analysis who backs that view?
Well, the ESB did the analysis on the national electricity market and had us within cooee of the Paris targets in electricity by 2021, Sabra.
But Minister, that is electricity. The Paris commitment involves reductions across the entire economy, not just electricity. It also includes agriculture and transport. Again, I ask, which respected independent emissions analyst backs the government's assertion of this promise?
Well, I'm the Minister for Energy and focused on electricity, but in terms of the broader economy, look, track record is the best indicator of future performance. We smashed Kyoto 1 by 128 million tonnes. Almost 300 million tonnes will exceed Kyoto 2 on the latest projections, and I suspect we'll end up doing even better than that.
Sorry, and that's with the electricity sector. It's not the entire economy.
No, that is the entire economy, Sabra. That is the entire, those numbers I've just given you are the entire economy. So our track record is extremely good on this. And the reason is that there's a natural pace at which efficiencies are happening in the economy, energy efficiency, a natural pace at which technology can be adapted and adopted. And if you try to go faster than that, which is what Labor's trying to do, you put a wrecking ball through the economy. If you go at the natural pace of technology uptake and technology improvement, you can get the efficiency gains, you can get the emissions reductions without having an impact on the broader economy. And this is where the hard questions have to be answered by Labor on transport,
and I'm sorry, Minister, there are some hard questions too for the government. You've said that you're willing to underwrite new energy generation, possibly a new coal-fired power plant. Will contracts be signed before the next election?
Look, what we've said is we'll have a short list of projects in place by early next year. They've got to be 24/7 power, reliable power, large quantities of it. We're not talking about what Labor's policy is, which is...
Sorry, and will the contracts be signed before the next election?
Well, we'll have a short list of projects in place by early next year. We'll move to contracting as quickly as we reasonably can. We've got to get it right. What I've set, the milestone we've set, is to have a short list of projects which we're doing detailed due diligence on by early next year, Sabra, and that is the crucial milestone, and we'll move to contract as soon as is reasonably possible. Look, I've spent my career putting together these sorts of transactions. I know how to do it. You you get it right, you take the time necessary to get it right. And most importantly, we need a sensible balance across our electricity system in how we achieve lower prices, keep the lights on. And you know, the policies that we're pursuing right now to drive down prices, we're already seeing dividends. We've seen AGL come forward with a 10% price reduction on standing offers in New South Wales and Victoria. This is sensible, balanced policy that will deliver the outcomes and will achieve our emissions reductions target. In electricity, frankly, we're going to achieve this years ahead of time. We are doing extremely well on this, which is giving us the breathing space to focus on lower prices and keeping the lights on.
Minister, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.